The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's readings, we have to remind ourselves again of the word resurrection, because in the first reading we hear about what? The seven brothers who preferred death over rather than what? Go against the will of God. No? They were being forced to eat pork by this pagan king. How many of us so much believe in resurrection and, of course, in following the will of God, that you would prefer to die rather than insult God? Remember, sin insults God. Always remember that, because why? Why does it insult God? Because sin is against His will. His will is always good for us, never to hurt us. Rather, His will is for us to become like Him, merciful, kind, loving, forgiving. And how much do we know about God Himself? We know much about God's will because He revealed His divine will by becoming man, and because He became man and walked among us, He showed us the way. By following, imitating, obeying all the words of Christ, all the words, not pick and choose, all the words of Christ, then we are what? Getting closer in being acknowledged by the Father, because He will see Christ in us when we do obey Christ's example and teachings. So again, we know that. We know how He lived, how He loved, how He forgave, how He lived simply, and how He told us, again, last week, it was about what? The Beatitudes. When He told us, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," is that a suggestion? Is that a suggestion? No. So ask yourself, are you poor in spirit, or are you full of yourself? No, see, that's the problem. Nobody in heaven is full of oneself. It's all about being filled with what? With God. So when you die, when we die, it's no longer about my wife, my husband, my property. The word "my" is no longer there. It's all about God, being with God. So how come we are living as if we are meant to stay in this world? That's the problem. The way we live our lives is as if we will live forever. No. Everything that you think you have you will not bring it with you. So, for example, when my dad died, you know, even though from my point of view, being in this world, he is still my dad. But from his point of view, he doesn't care about me. He loves me, but he doesn't own me because he is now what? Hopefully, being with God, being with the Father. Everything about me, for me, he entrusts to God. No? He doesn't see me anymore as my son. Because it means what? He thinks that I am still his possession. No. When you are in heaven, you don't have any more possession. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Because if you're here, yes. Because while here on earth, we still have my friends, my church, my contribution, my money. That's my. That's okay. But better make sure that you better know how to let go of those things. That is why, always remember, we religious, the reason why we have these vows is to remind you what we religious and supposed to be you guys be preparing for. The vow of poverty that we have is to show to you that we don't own anything because what we desire most is what? To be with God. We are not attached to worldly things, even though we appreciate what we have, but we are not searching and make more money because that's not our desire. Same thing with the vow of obedience. It's not anymore my will, but the will of God revealed through my superior. And also with regards to the vow of chastity, it's no longer about my body. It's about me living and loving God more than anything and everybody else. Is it difficult? Of course it's difficult. But that is why these vows are meant to encourage everybody to think ahead, to make sure that we are having the same target, and that is to end up being with God. So these Sadducees, that's the irony. They're supposed to be Sadducees, religious men, but they don't believe in life after death, in the resurrection. I said, that's why what happened to them, the Sadducees, they were more about acquiring wealth, acquiring power, acquiring respect, because they thought, because they think there is no life after death, that they better what? Enjoy what they have now, because they have nothing to look for. But for us, we believe in the resurrection. We believe that there is life after death. And hopefully we are preparing to go to heaven. Because of course, when you say life after death, what happens? There's a possibility that what? You don't go to heaven. There's a possibility that you what? You will end up somewhere damned, you know, against God's will. So you are not going to hell. You're not going to heaven. But you're going to hell if you don't care about fulfilling God's will. You only concern about fulfilling your will. And again, look what happened to the gospel. Whose wife is she? What the heck is that? Did you understand the gospel today? These Sadducees, in trying to present the idea that there is no resurrection, they gave a lousy example. It's just like the politicians. They will give you whatever words that they can think, but the argument is really nothing. You know, just to say something without thinking. Again, when we die, and for example, if I have and then I'm in heaven, oh, my wife, you will see. No. We don't care about that anymore. But they were insisting, so now, yeah, now you can say my wife, my husband. But when you're dead, no more. Huh? Remember that? Huh? That's why enjoy now, if you can. Because in heaven, nothing, no? It's a beauty of having, while here on earth, as there's beauty in experiencing love among each other and not waste your time about something else. But in heaven, whatever your idea of love now, it's nothing compared to the love of God. Always remember that, huh? If you already experienced being loved by your wife, by your husband, by your children, by your friends, that's nothing compared to the love of God. No? Multiply that to infinity, that is the love of God that He has for each and every one of us. But in my case, I prefer His love more than anybody else's love for me. That's why I'm not here to be loved by you. Huh? I'm not here to be loved by you. I'm here to simply reflect, hopefully, the love that I experienced from God by loving you, by serving you, by guiding you to Him, who is what? The ultimate joy, the ultimate treasure, the ultimate love. So, resurrection, we believe. And hopefully, all of you here, all of us here, are really striving to be with Him. No? And not be concerned about this world too much. He is in control. Remember, that's why I keep telling you, yes, we have politicians, but they are not gods. They are not our Savior. Boy, will they mess up. The most you can do right now during election is pray before you vote and then pray after the count is done. Why? Ultimately, what? He is in control. You know, don't worry too much, because some of you are worried about too many things. What's happening? Oh, there will be civil war. Shut up. There are so many false prophets here. Not here, you know. So many false prophets, prophets of doom, as if they can foretell the future. Don't worry about it. I come from a third world country. No? What we have here is so nice. You know? In a third world country, killed and be killed is normal there. Here, a little noise, everybody panics. Where is your faith? Huh? Just because somebody tells us about civil war, or somebody tells us about if one candidate is voted, the other, there will be that this candidate will have World War III. Crazy people. Don't get entangled by the craziness of politics. Have faith in the Lord. Do what you can do. Vote according to your conscience. And then what? Sing the song. Let it go. Or in Spanish, que será, será. What is that? Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que será, será. All right, that's it.